Welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. My name is Tony Bush, and I'm in the studio this morning. We have a little competition going on. I think we got a news. There we go. Thanks, Bob. Welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. My name is Tony Bush, and in the studio with me this morning is Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony, and welcome back.
It's been a couple of weeks. It's been a couple of weeks, anyway, since we have been on the show together. We're going to get your microphone tuned on, Randy. So you're still on the payroll. Don't worry about that. But you are listening to Biz Talk this morning. We want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try it now, Randy.
One, two, three.
Okay, we're going to try again. You're listening to Biz Talk this morning. Biz Talk is brought to you each week by the local SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities area. SCORE is a national organization that has volunteers around the country helping entrepreneurs and business owners start and build and maintain and improve their businesses. SCORE has about, we have about 40 mentors in our chapter. Our chapter ranges over an 8-county area from Appleton down through Oshkosh down through Fond du Lac. And if anyone who's in business today or thinking of starting a business would like to talk to a SCORE mentor for free advice, our mentors are trained, they're experts in their fields, and it's free. It's a service that we personally feel we like to deliver back to those who are in need of such assistance. You can contact SCORE by going to foxcities.score.org, foxcities.score.org, or calling the SCORE chapter at 734-7101. Randy, we've got you on the air now.
I think I'm up. I'm not sure. How are we doing?
You're doing it.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Appreciate getting back here. Yeah, you know, it used to be I thought it was just my gremlin, but apparently you have one too, because we hadn't had any problems at all while you were gone.
My microphone was working good this morning.
Anyway, as I was trying to say, it's good to have you back. You know, you were out in Boston for a while, I understand?
I was gone for a couple of weeks in Boston, 2 weekends. I was gone for a week, and that was a very fun business trip. But it's good to be back in the studio. We have an open show this morning. We don't have any guests this morning, so we invite you to call us with any questions that you might have about business. Randy and I will be talking a little bit about timely topics this morning, like budgeting for next year, and giving some thought to your marketing programs for next year. So we'll be getting into that in just a moment. But Randy, let's talk a little bit about the things that SCORE does. We not only provide the mentoring for entrepreneurs and business owners looking for assistance, but we also provide a number of seminars during the year. And we just concluded a series of simple steps, and we have a few things coming up.
Right. Yeah, the Simple Steps program was just finished up. That's a 5-class program that we do. Now we do have 2 special programs coming up in November. The first one is going to be on the 15th of November, and that one is going to be involving marketing resources. So when it comes to where do I get my answers, where do I find out what my target market is, where do I get the numbers, this will be ways and places that you can go to get real insight into what your market is all about, where to find it.
Right?
Jyothi Netangadi is going to be doing that program. Jyothi is with InfoSearch here in the Valley. And so she is going to be doing that one on November.
She's also a SCORE mentor.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah, she's been, in fact, she was past chairman just last year or so.
Yep.
But yes, she's going to be doing that on the 15th from 8 a.m. To 11 a.m. at the chamber office. So again, in the lower area of the chamber office, you can register on that one on our website, and the cost for that is $35.
Okay. So foxcities.score.org.
Correct.
Register there. PayPal, $35.
Right.
Register. We have room for what, 25?
25 to 30 people at that one right now. There are some openings available yet, so you can register for that one.
Good. That would be a good one.
Then coming up after that, and we'll have it up on the website for registration very soon, but you can start planning on it, will be on the 27th. Mm-hmm. Again, that will be November 27th, and we're going to have Kurt Haling. Kurt is with Albertson Haling, one of our sponsors here, but he is going to be doing a program on the tax changes and planning for next year. Mm-hmm. Again, hopefully by that time we'll have a better insight as to what's going to happen, what's going on out there as far as taxes, and how that's going to affect you as a small business.
Hot topic, very hot topic. All business owners and consumers are going to be facing some significant tax burdens coming January 1st.
Right.
And as you mentioned, Randy, that's politically some of that might change, but we have to react quickly in these next few months. Kurt's been a sponsor of BizTalk for a couple of years now, a number of years. He contributes to the SCORE chapter at seminars. He's very good at knowing what's predicting what's coming, not predicting it, but raising flags about what's coming,
right.
At least opening your eyes and saying, let's look at these issues before you make a decision.
Right. And the other great thing that Kurt can do is he can put it into language that everybody understands.
Exactly.
He doesn't leave you sitting there stunned trying to figure out what exactly he said. So,
and that's on the 27th from 3 to 5.
Correct.
At the Chamber Building.
Correct.
At 125 North Superior Street in Appleton.
And that's correct, yes.
Same room as where we're doing the event with Jyothi on the marketing resources on the 15th. And we have room for 25 or so people, 25, 30 people.
Correct. I believe that that's going to be up on our website for registration coming up hopefully within the next couple of days.
Yep.
So we should have that available also. And if not, again, if you contact SCORE, leave your name and the fact that you want to attend that one, we will set you up with a registration on that one also.
Yes. Again, that's $35 to attend that.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Anything else, Randy?
Well, that's for right now.
We do have a Simple Steps coming up again in January.
Right. We're going to start again in January. That one starts on January the 17th.
Yep.
And again, we'll be getting that up on the website for registrations to start. But again, you know, if we're talking about today about planning and so on, if you're interested in figuring out where you are in business, you want to start a business, or you've been in business for a number of years and want to kind of figure out what I'm not doing quite right.
What's the next step?
That's a fantastic program for
it
you.
It is. Yeah.
It's five sessions. It starts on the 17th of January. Then the remaining four topic sessions will be coming up in February on the 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th. So
right.
That's every Thursday night for the month of February.
And we have some information on our website that describes what each session covers, and it's 3 hours a night. It's $25 a person per night.
Right.
It goes for four. The first session is just an awareness.
Right.
But the real meat of it starts in session 2 through 5.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Good.
So, and hopefully, again, if you're thinking about going into business and have been putting it off, New Year's a good time to start.
Yep.
January's a good time to come in and see the program.
Great.
And then hopefully, we'll be talking about in March again, coming up with some more programs. We're going to be doing one in March. It looks like the topic is going to be, where do I find the money?
There you go.
Which is one I think that anybody in business or thinking about being in business would want to attend. So
exactly.
That one will be coming up probably on March 15th. So.
Okay. Well, thanks, Randy.
Okay.
I'd like to thank our sponsors for helping to bring the program to you each weekend. We want to thank Associated Bank for their long sponsorship. They've been great to the SCORE chapter and to BizTalk, and we appreciate the support. Also, Lakeview Credit Union, located in Neenah. They have an office in South Appleton on Oneida Street, two offices in Neenah. We want to thank Lakeview Credit Union for their continuing support. And a special thank you to Albertson Haling. As we mentioned, Kurt Haling will be doing the presentation on November 22nd, thanks to the accounting firm Albertson Haling, Hurling Clark Law Firm over on Lindale in Appleton, across the board, litigation, business law, divorce law, personal injury law, with offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, New London, and Green Bay. Hurling Clark has been a great sponsor for us, and we appreciate their support. And then two special thank yous to Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical called Business News. If you are a business owner or thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to it, you should subscribe to it. It's $20 a year. Every 2 weeks, you get very relevant information for your business and for your future. And then thank you to eBiz Results, located in Oshkosh. Mike Pulvermacher and his crew, eBiz Results, designed our new website for the SCORE BizTalk program. So BizTalkWithScore.com. We want to thank Mike and his team for helping to do that. One last thing, please don't forget to vote on Tuesday. Please get out and vote. And as Bob mentioned at the beginning of the show, tonight is daylight savings time switch, so you're going to pick up an hour when you wake up in the morning. It won't be as late as you think it is. Well, you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY, and we'll be right back. And welcome back to Biz Talk. We've got all our microphones straightened out, and everybody's working and talking, and we're back in business, Randy.
At least I think I am. Yeah. I'm just waiting for Bob to set me up one more time here. Okay, we're
31
working.
31 minutes to go, and we don't care after that.
Right.
We want to welcome you back to Biz Talk this morning. We have an open show, and if you have a question for us on business matters, anything you have in your mind about starting a business or getting financing or what's the bank telling you or any marketing questions you might have, please give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line. That number is 1-866-887-1150.
So one other thing, don't forget, they also could reach us if they want to on our website.
That's right.
So just go on out to the biztalkwithscore.com website, click on to comments, and you can reach us directly that way. So we've got all kinds of ways to get in touch with you.
So if you're on your smartphone and you want to text us a message from wherever you are,
the easy way to do it.
Foxcities.score.com. Randy's got the computer fired up here. Well, Randy, this is a time of year when business owners should be thinking about how this year is going to end. There's about 2 months left in 2012, but how is next year going to go? So we should be winding down 2012, making sure we complete the goals that we've established for ourselves a year ago for 2012.
Right.
But start thinking about the goals and the objectives and what are we going to accomplish in 2013 in our business. A lot of that has to do with cash flow, budgeting, what are your sales going to be, who your sales going to be to, how are you going to get the sales to those folks, your customers.
Right.
So at SCORE, we have mentors who understand cash flow. We have mentors who understand marketing, social media.
Correct.
Tweeting and Facebook and LinkedIn and so on. And those are things that business owners, very essential tools business owners ought to be taking advantage of.
Correct. One of the hardest things to do is to get started on that. Everybody says, well, right. Yeah, there's so much uncertainty. I don't know this. I don't know that. How do I get started? And there's a couple of ways. Number one is, yes, come on over to SCORE, get in touch with us, and sit down with a mentor and say, hey, I'm having problems doing my planning. I really want to, but I can never seem to get it going. The other way is once you do start, or if you have had some things, be consistent. You know, sit down and say, all right, fine, I know this, I know this, I don't know that. But I know that it could be either this or that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the term for it is almost like a spaghetti string planning. They used to do that with the old computer planning where you'd go from point A to point B to point C, D or E, E it does this, F it does, you know, and so on. And just walk it down the line. But be consistent and keep it as simple as possible, but do a little bit every day between now and the 1st of January, because it's going to pay very big dividends for you.
Think it through. And on the SCORE website, foxcities.score.org website, there's a resource there, the SBA cash flow spreadsheet. It's an Excel version. You can download it for free.
Mm-hmm.
There's just called the SBA cash flow spreadsheet.
Yes.
It comes... Actually, four of them. There's a business for 12 months and a business for 52 weeks for the Eager Beavers.
Yep.
And then there's a family for 12 months and a family for 52 weeks.
Right. And I'm glad you brought that one up, that family one, because so many people, again, when we talk to them about their business plan and about what they're going to do in the future as far as if they're going to start a business, they need to do a family cash flow plan.
Absolutely.
Because, again, everybody sits there and says, well, yeah, I don't care about my family stuff. I'm just worried about my business. But everything you do when starting a business is going to affect your family,
mm-hmm.
number one. But number two, as you go down the line on your business plan, somewhere along the line, you're going to have to look at it and say, what happens if I need money?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to take that money from somewhere. If that money comes out of my family budget and I don't know what that looks like, if I don't know what my needs are, if all of a sudden I take another $1,000 out of the family budget, does that mean we don't have gas for the car? Does that mean we don't eat? Does that mean we lose, don't have the money right. for the mortgage payment? Well, you're going to have to take a look, figure out what you spend. You may have to look at cutting back on some expenditures so you can put together some savings, something you can plan on, and have that available. And again, without that plan, without knowing and doing the work in the front end, you're going to find yourself with the worst thing in the world that a business can have, and that's called surprises.
Yeah. If you don't want to run out of cash for your business or your family, because once you run out of cash, then you have to borrow the money. And if you're borrowing money, that means you have to pay it back, and
right.
that puts another burden on your cash flow. Looking at that cash flow spreadsheet, that's on the website, foxcities.score.com, or .org, foxcities.score.org.
Right.
That website has that cash flow spreadsheet for businesses. When you go to the fill out the budget for that cash flow spreadsheet, I always recommend folks should fill out the expenditure side first.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put the revenues in first.
Right.
What happens is we tend to get real enthusiastic and euphoric about, oh, we can generate these many sales and we're going to do this and our marketing is going to do that. We're going to accomplish this. We're going to sell these many pieces. And so we create this expectation of revenue coming in. So now we've got that to spend. It's always much more practical to build your budget expenditures first.
Right.
And those expenditures include your fixed costs
mm-hmm.
and those that vary with your sales.
Yep.
And real quickly, the definition is a fixed cost is something that you have to pay as a business, whether you sell something or not.
Right.
Examples of that would be your rent for your building, the loan payment to the lender, the utilities you have to pay. And how can that be a fixed cost, Tony? Because utilities change every month. Well, the category is fixed,
right?
But the amount may depend on the weather.
Yep.
So then you have the variable costs. So if you're going to, Randy, in your business, if you're going to make workbenches and you're going to sell those workbenches, one of the variable costs you have is the material you buy to convert to a workbench.
Right. What I have to do is to take every one of those workbenches that I'm going to make and say how much material, time, in other words, the things that go into each one,
labor.
So I can determine that it costs me X number of dollars to make that bench.
Mm-hmm.
If I make one, it costs me $10. Mm-hmm. If I make two, it costs me $10 each or 20. If I make 100 and so on. That way I know
right.
what my unit cost is.
Your variable cost.
I'm going to talk about that one real quickly. When it costs a unit cost, everybody kind of looks at that and says, well, yeah, that's real easy to do if I make benches. But what happens if I am a restaurant? Okay, what's my unit cost? It could be the cost to put a plate out. How much does it cost for each plate that you serve? I work as a person in a service situation. I'm a consultant. I mean, I don't make an item like that. How do I figure that out? Your unit cost then is going to be an hour of meeting with your... You have to come up with that, because when you start looking... Again, I'm going to go into next step, which is pricing. But when you go beyond your budgeting into pricing, you have to know both your fixed costs and your unit costs. The best thing to do, too, on that is always make it as simple as possible and always make it consistent.
Right.
So don't change right. halfway through, like you were saying, my variable cost on my rent, no, on my heating or so on. No, keep it consistent. Utilities are utilities are utilities.
You budget an amount.
Right.
Yeah.
And be as consistent as possible.
We're going to take a quick break, Randy. We'll come back on the other side, continue our discussion. You're listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. Welcome back to BizTalk this morning. Again, my name is Tony Bush. Randy Mills is in the studio. We're having an open show this morning, so we invite you to call us with any question you might have about your business or starting a business, anything you're considering. You can reach us at 281-1150, 281-1150, or you can call us at that Metricom toll-free line, TDS Metricom toll-free line, 1-866-887-1150. And the email address?
The email address would be right here at, for the radio show, is at biztalkwithscore.com.
Okay. So that's our website. That'll come in right on the website.
Right. I'm checking to see right now if we have any new updates and during the commercial breaks playing games with this thing.
Good.
So
just before the break, Randy, we were talking about budgeting and making sure our numbers are good. And we put out the word that out on the website, foxcities.score.org, there is an SBA cash flow spreadsheet for business and for family. Just download that. That's an Excel spreadsheet. You can fill in numbers. It's a template. It actually guides you through how you should be putting a budget together. But the most important part of any budget is not just the numbers. It's the reasoning behind the numbers. Why are we using those numbers? And in that spreadsheet, there's a place to explain why we're using the numbers that we're using.
Right. It's very, very important that you always put down those assumptions, because if you do this on a Saturday afternoon and by Thursday you're going to want to figure out why you said what you said.
Right.
So that way you can always get back to it.
And it's a good plan, because 3 months, 6 months from now, you'll forget why you use those numbers. Or if you're going to the bank or someone to borrow money, you can explain your business to them as in terms of what's behind
absolutely,
the numbers.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We have a caller on the line this morning. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Biz Talk.
Good morning. Yeah. All right, here's the dilemma.
Okay.
I need some input. I started my business 6 years ago.
Yep.
Well, first of all, nobody told me we'd be in the biggest recession since the Depression.
Nobody told anybody that.
Yeah, nobody told anybody that. Okay. Well, sales, when we first started out, we're in the neighborhood of $15,000 to $20,000 a month, which doesn't sound like a lot of money, but we had to get started somewhere.
Yep.
We've been very successful. We're up in the range of $100,000 to $125,000 a month.
Very good.
The problem is cash flow.
Yep.
Most of that is receivable from anywhere. Well, people used to pay within 30 days, now it stretches to 45 and 60. It is extremely hard to get lines of credit these days.
Correct, yep.
Okay, and I'm running an average of $115,000 a month. I have a $50,000 line of credit. The gap in between comes out of my pocket.
Yep.
How do I control that better, or is there a better resource than the local bank to get lines of credit?
Well, I would take a look at your cash flow from month to month, your business. And what I would look at is if your business is continuing to grow, you said in 6 years it went from about 15 grand a month to 125,000 a month. That's pretty good growth in 6 years. If you're going to grow that quickly with a business, Jim, on a cash flow basis, you might want to consider using a permanent working capital term loan. And what that means is if you're going to take out a $50,000 line of credit this year and you're going to use it all up growing your business next year, you can't pay the line of credit back because all $50,000 is due in the end of that year, or the bank has to renew it for you.
Right.
But if you took a $50,000, and I'm just using 50, it could be, not, may not be the right number for your company, but I'm just using it. If you took the $50,000 and said, I'd like to borrow that for 5 years and put me on a monthly payment. So my monthly payment is going to be $1,000 a month. You get the cash injected into your company. You only have to pay back about $12,000 the first year. So the other $38,000 stays in the company as permanent working capital that you can pay back over the remaining 4 years then. See? So you still have a line of credit that's secured by receivables. I'd replace the line of credit. But you can look at taking a permanent working capital term loan out and paying that back over a protracted period of time, so you don't have the burden of having to pay it back at the end of the year.
Okay.
Now, the question is there enough collateral for that? And if there's not enough collateral for that, I would talk to your lender about an SBA guaranteed loan.
Right. I was just going to suggest that you take a look at what's available out of SBA.
There's a program out there that just was adopted in June of this year. It's called a Small Loan Advantage Program. It goes up to $350,000. The lender can get a 50% guarantee on the loan. And the SBA is not allowed to turn a loan down for a lack of collateral.
Okay.
But they do look at cash flow.
I didn't realize this program exists. I know of SBA, but I didn't realize this 50-50 deal here.
Yeah, they've got some things that are designed to help you a little bit. Jim, what county are you located in?
The business is located in Winnebago County.
In Winnebago. Okay. I believe also you might, I don't know if with this kind of expansion, are you adding employees?
Oh, yeah. I started out with one, and now I have five full-time.
Okay. You may want to take a look at what are called revolving loan funds. Those are through the county. I know Winnebago does have one. I don't know all the details on it. They vary from county to county right now, and might be another source that you might want to look at. Again, as far as some short-term lending that you have available, but it does require you have to be matching dollars. Most of them also require that you have to have a plus number of employees being added for every 10,000 or 20,000 that you're dealing with. But that's another possible source that you could look at.
All right, I'm going to look at that because I'm actually, I just put an ad out on Friday looking for another employee. So.
Yeah. If you're increasing your employment, that's an area that you can look at. I got one other question for you.
Yeah.
You say that your accounts receivable keep moving out further and further. Is there any way that you can work out with both your supplier and with your buyers to be able to turn that particular trend around?
Well, we're trying real hard. Some of our stuff is service and some of it is contract.
Uh-huh.
The contracts all say, you know, due upon completion.
Okay.
But to get people to do that, I've offered 2%, I've offered 3%, I've offered 5%. And it's just like, you know, they just don't move on it.
A strange way to do it, but, you know, if you can transfer any of those kinds of accounts receivables onto credit cards where the company, where the person is paying with a credit card. And in today's world, you can even do that by having, those different types of, the clip or something like that where your people out there can have them use a credit card right then and there. I mean, it's a possibility, at least ways to make it more convenient for the person to pay if your business will allow that to happen. Because
we allow credit cards.
Okay.
Jim, we want to move on with the show, but want to thank you for the call. And would you do me a favor? Would you stay on the line a minute? Because Bob Somm's going to get your contact information.
Sure.
And we're going to send you a book that we hand out to folks who give us a call. I want to thank you for the call. And I'd also suggest you give SCORE a call. Contact us at SCORE. We might be able to help you with some ideas on that, Jim.
Well, good. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. That was a very appropriate call because it's a sign of the times. Companies are bursting. They have an opportunity to grow, but it's managing the cash flow. And then Jim's question was, is there a bank around that will help with that? There are lots of banks that will help with that.
Yes.
But it's a matter of sitting down as a business owner and really understanding the cash flow to begin with and knowing enough to go to the bank and say, here's what I need.
Yes.
But I always recommend people go to like 4 or 5 banks. And get educated yourselves by 4 or 5 lenders.
Right.
And then pick the lender that has the greatest relationship with you.
Right. So yeah, definitely, you have to develop that relationship, but you're not stuck. Remember, you're the person who's paying the bill.
Right.
So you have to make the choice on the professional you're dealing with.
With that, Randy, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side for the final segment of the program this morning. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to our final segment this morning. Randy and I are having an open show, and we have about 7 minutes left in the program. So if you have a question for us, give us a call at 281-1150. 281-1150. We'll try to answer that question real quickly. But in the meantime, we wanted to talk about the veterans program, Randy?
Right. Just real quick, we had talked about the different programs that SCORE has going on that you can come and attend, and all of those are, have a fee. If you're a veteran, you can qualify under the Fast Launch Initiative by SCORE, which allows you to attend any SCORE activity absolutely free. Just simply going out to the SCORE.org website, which is the national one, look for Veterans Launch, and after you do that, just click on the, it'll give you a coupon that you can bring in, and instead of having to pay $100,
cover the cost.
It'll pay the whole cost of the program.
Any veterans eligible?
Even people like you, Tony, with the Civil War and so
on.
But, yeah, you can still get in.
We used bayonets back in those days.
Yeah, yeah. We used to use those. Bayonets, you used know. To use those open tin cans. I remember that. Yeah.
So you've got something else. We've got a Fond du Lac office down in our SCORE chapter.
Right.
That we want to reinvigorate, and we want to populate with some real enthusiastic, passionate mentors.
Right. We spend a lot of time talking about having people come in and take, you know, use the resources of SCORE, talk to the mentors and learn what they need to know. Mm-hmm. Well, to do that, we have to have good mentors. Mm-hmm. And right now, in the Fond du Lac area, also down in Washera County, Green Lake, Marquette counties, we are running at kind of a shortage. If you are out there, if you know somebody in those counties, or especially in the Fond du Lac area, who would want to become a SCORE mentor, you want to give back, you've been successful, you've been in business for a number of years and so on, get in contact with us. You can come out onto the BizTalk website, and on that website, we're on the BizTalk with SCORE.com, there is a link for you that you can just click on that link and get information about becoming a SCORE mentor. Mm-hmm. And it's important that we get, you know, people who really are interested in giving back to the community.
Our chapter is actually hoping to be able to recruit probably 15 new mentors between Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac.
Yes.
In the next year.
Right. That's our goal.
And we do have a lot of fun as a group of mentors. It's very rewarding and gratifying work to sit down with folks who are looking to start a business or improve their business or grow their business. And to give back is an opportunity that I think we all have a yearn to want to do. And SCORE is a lot of fun. In fact, our chapter is considering having a SCORE mentoring social in January or February to introduce those folks who aren't mentors to who are considering being a mentor. Come on over and meet some folks and see what it's all about and maybe consider becoming a mentor.
Right.
And it's not a big time commitment. There's a little bit of an orientation. It takes about 90 days, not every day, but there's a process for orientation, and you go out on a few calls, mentoring sessions with some experienced mentors. And then you pursue it in your own expertise, your area of expertise. And we do team up.
Yes.
Like Randy and I have teamed up. Randy's on marketing. I'm on the cash flow side. We'll sit down and talk with,
right. We don't just throw you to the wolves.
Right.
We sit down and there is a program on it. So, on the side for the mentors, it's, a learning process, but we can use your knowledge, your skill, so that the people on the other side who are looking for the counseling and looking for the help, know that they are working with experienced, successful people who are really interested in what they need. And, those are the kind of things we help to provide.
Randy, do you have a biz tip for this morning?
My biz tip? Well, I would say we were talking a little bit about planning. One of the things about planning is you have to set goals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and one of the things about a goal, if it is not measurable and it does not have a time frame, it's just a nice thought.
Yep.
So from whenever you're doing that, anything to be a goal, make sure you can put down the an amount, some way that you can measure it, and that you have an absolute time frame. So I want to be successful is not a goal. I want to earn $100,000 in 2013. That's a goal.
I call that my WWW rule. It's who's going to do what and when's it going to get done.
That's right.
And that's very important to the success. My biz tip would be to go out to the SCORE chapter website at foxcities.score.org, download the SBA cash flow spreadsheet, and start filling out a spreadsheet.
Yep.
And start getting used to it, because if the worst part about the spreadsheet is the first column. There's 12 columns on there, but if you figure out the first column, you just have to repeat it 11 more times.
That's right. Yeah.
And by the time you get to number 12, you're pretty much an expert on it.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's our show this morning, Randy. We want to thank everyone for tuning in. We're not going to have a show next week, the Badger Bump next week.
Right.
So we'll be back on November 17 with Mary Lou Vandehei, a chair of our SCORE chapter. And I'd like to remind everybody, this is the weekend to change your clocks tonight, and please, on Tuesday, get out there and vote. And if you know someone who's not voting, haul them off and have them vote.
Right, because the only way we're going to be able to get to the point where you don't have all that uncertainty is to get out there and vote.
Get and vote. Well, thank you very much for listening to BizTalk this morning. We're glad you joined us, and we're looking forward to talking to you again in 2 weeks. Have a great weekend. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Flax Cities, 1150 WHBY.